It's in Chestnut Ridge, actually. We're over in the Chestnut Ridge. The volunteer company here has set this drill up. It's a set up to be a mass casualty incident. There's going to be a bus involved with numerous patients. A lot of the volunteer companies from the area, plus the career department, is going to be involved working together so that we can train in case something like this or something of this magnitude would ever happen, you know, in real life.
People are you expecting to participate in today's drill, and where will they be coming from? Is it just firefighters?
I don't have the answer to that. It's civilians are involved, firefighters are involved. They've got a lot of the volunteers from the community to act as patients.
The kind of thing that's going to take place all day?
It's set to go till about 1 o'clock. So we're going to start. We're going to have a debriefing at 8 o'clock at the fire company. Then we're going to move over to the site at Kays Valley Golf Course. They've allowed us to use their parking lot for the incident. And then we're going to start off at 10 o'clock with the incident itself, and it should run till about noon or 1 o'clock.
And that part of Park Heights, Upper Park Heights Avenue, is, I take it, is going to be closed to traffic while this is going on, right?
Actually, we're not going to be doing it on any roads. We actually pulled it off. We're going to be doing it in a parking lot so that we don't interrupt civilian traffic.
Okay. How valuable is the training in drills like this for firefighters?
You can't place a value on this training. This training is so important because we never know when an incident like this may happen, and this gives us that niche just to hone our skills and, you know, be able to cooperate and work together and make these things successful.